Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Should we just do this every day the entire year?
I think it would run out of gas really fast, but for today, yeah, it's probably the greatest thing ever.
It's pretty great.
It's
pretty,
awesome.
Pretty great.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, it is. Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, joins us 20 minutes from now talking, you guessed it, badminton. Nah, just kidding. He'll talk NBA with us. It's going to be awesome. Sam Panayotovich, 40 minutes from now, is NFL and college football bets for the weekend. Dennis Bernstein, hour number three, NHL bets for tonight. 14 games. Love our pal Dennis Bernstein. And Power Hour, final hour. 14 hockey games, 13 NBA games, college hoops, all sorts of good stuff. Also along the way, day three of Lockmas, Ken's college football card, and my NFL bets for Sunday, since I am off until Sunday morning after today. Is just saying that out loud, like, actually, like, makes me, like, kind of aroused, honestly. Just being honest. kind of makes me feel really good.
Between that and the music, I mean, it's really quite a show going on right now.
it's pretty exceptional. But I've been joking, but I'm being serious. I have done probably, I don't know, like 15 radio interviews in the last couple days. And in every single one, I get a question as to, like, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side, or like what's your least favorite thing on Thanksgiving? And it's because, like, we as, like, a medium, sports radio, we're lazy. All those people, all those hosts, all those producers, some of them friends of mine, they're lazy. They fall into the trap talking about the same things every year. And my favorite thing is, it's like people think it's like Men in Black, where it's like Thanksgiving happens and you get, like, the thing and they hit the button and then you forget about it. Because guess what? 1 year from now, we're doing it again. And it's the same converse. How many times can I say that pecan pie is my favorite pie? Every year for the past 15 years, I say it on this Wednesday. And I'm going to do it next year as well. So all of them, all these content creators out there, they're lazy. And guess what? So am I. And so are we, because we're about to do it right now here on You Better You Bet. Jake, can we bring the holiday music back up, please? Okay, we needed to set the mood here. So this segment was, surprise, surprise, not planned at all. So we're just kind of going to go with the flow here, see what kind of responses we get. So we'll bring the entire crew on. We'll close with Ken and myself here. So anywhere you want to take it, could be food related, could be, you know, sitting in traffic, you hate that, something about football, something about sports, your favorite and least favorite thing about Thanksgiving. Let's kick it off with the executive producer of You Better You Bet, the great Scott Lynn. Scotty, what do you got for us, man? Like, what do you love? What do you hate about Thanksgiving? Anywhere you want to take it.
What do I love about Thanksgiving? I'd be an idiot to not say food. I love the food about Thanksgiving. I love stuffing. I love sausage stuffing. I love cream spinach. I love crispy Brussels sprouts with pancetta. Because that's just an ode to Giada. Because, you know, we should all have more Giada in our lives. What do I hate
about... Bobby Flay
agrees. Oh, it's beautiful. Bobby Flay, yeah, hey now. What do I hate about Thanksgiving? The awkward conversations, like, what would you say you do for a living? Well, I'm in radio. Oh, you're on the air? Well, I was. And what can you describe? And then they walk away and they come back. They go, can you tell me more? I'm just not understanding exactly what you do for a living.
I feel seen. I feel seen having worked off air for a long time. It's like, oh, you work in radio. Yes. When's your show on? It's like, well,
do you sing? Do you play music? Well, right. Like,
what's your
actually?
Talent? What would you say your talent is?
What would you say you
do? Make me a bicycle clown.
Right. That's what it's like. I worked at ESPN forever, and they're like, oh, do you know? And ESPN has like a 17,000 person campus. It's like, oh, do you know?
Can you call Stephen A.
Jim? Smith? He works in accounting. Like, no, I don't know, Jim. I don't know.
Man, crispy Brussels sprouts with pancetta sound absolutely incredible.
Well, the adjectives on Scott's delivery of those side dishes.
Very Guy Fieri-esque all of them. Yes. So last night, after the show went off the air, my girlfriend and I made sausage stuffing last night.
Winner.
Yeah.
Total winner.
And like so shit, when I say
sausage stuffing and spices of some kind, like pepper and
Bianca, come here for a second. I'm going to ask her and then I'll relay it. Cause like I literally did this last night and like, I don't really remember.
It's gotta be like chopped, like diced onions, maybe some other stuff.
Hey babe, we're on the air right now. What were what were the ingredients in the sausage stuffing from last night? Ground sausage, rice. Oh, rice. That was a surprising one. It was rice.
Yeah.
Okay. Celery, onion, apples, which I peeled expertly. Mozzarella.
Ooh, good.
Now you have to say mozzarella, guys, in Staten Island, not mozzarella. Mozzarella.
Was there ricotta cheese in it?
Rigot.
Walnuts and raisins, or water chestnuts. I think we went with water chestnuts.
Okay.
Applesauce.
Man, really? Yeah, this sausage, this stuffing sounds banging.
Ken, I'm telling you. Okay, bye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Good to talk to you. Okay. Okay.
The stuffing that slaps.
It's remarkable.
Awesome. Yeah.
Remarkable.
Now, is it going in the turkey or it's a separate side dish?
Separate. It's like in our garage right now, like because it's cold in the garage.
Okay.
It's like chilly.
Is it in your turkey? No, it's in the garage.
Yes. One of which is more appetizing. Honestly, I hate turkey. Maybe rather have the garage. But yeah, it is, as Scott said, the stuffing slaps. All right. Let's go to Jake the Snake. Jake, slither on over to the microphone. Tell us what your favorite Thanksgiving thing is and least favorite as well.
Stuffing.
My favorite thing is, this is going to sound a little cheesy, but seeing some of the fam, a couple of them have busy jobs. A couple of my cousins, especially, have some jobs that keep them busy most of the year. They don't get a lot of time off. So Thanksgiving, they usually do. And we get to spend a little bit of time together that we haven't had in the last couple of years.
Love it. That's awesome. What about favorite? In fact, everything right with it. What about favorite, like least favorite food item, Jake, for Thanksgiving?
Least favorite food. Get cranberry sauce out of my face. Don't need it. Have never needed it. Will never need it.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, that was going to be mine.
What about favorite, Jake?
Yeah.
Favorite is going to be mac and cheese. Always been a mac and cheese guy. I will not apologize for that take. Mac and cheese has been getting a lot of hate
Which is bizarre, lately. Right?
And so weird. Cheese, good. Noodles, good. Both objectively right? good things, and people are mad yeah. that they're putting them together. Doesn't make sense to me whatsoever.
I agree. I know Ken agrees wholeheartedly with that as well. Jake, 100%. Do you have a family member?
Anybody who has kids? Jeez. So I eat it all the time.
That's why I love going to see my niece, because she eats mac and cheese and so do I. It's awesome. Shout out to Demi. Jake, do you have any family members that you'd like to shout out on the show here that you don't get to see normally that you'll see tomorrow?
None that listen to this, because much like Ken brought up, what exactly do you do conversation is what I'm going to have tomorrow. So, yeah, but sure, we'll shout them out. Shout out my sister, Nicole. She's in Glasgow right now for vet school. Shout out my other sister, Julia, who's coming home from Ohio State. And shout out my cousins, Mark Bronchi and Jess Bronchi.
Love it. I feel like if I'm going to vet school, I feel like that would be like up the road or something. And just, where is she? Scotland. Okay, well, God bless her. That's
well,
pretty
so the wrinkle there is if you study abroad, you can get your world's license. In the U.S., you can only get your domestic license if you get your veterinary degree here.
God bless. God bless. Good stuff for the
so a world's license is like you could be a vet anywhere as opposed to
like
just
internationally. Yeah.
Right. And that includes America in the world's license.
Right. I'm yeah.
Got it. That actually, I would never have thought of that, and it makes perfect sense, like that she would choose to go there then.
And you
like,
get to be in Scotland.
Why would you want to be a vet? Right? Why would you want to be a vet anywhere? And you get to study abroad.
Pretty awesome. Okay, Bill Matz. Bill, what do you got here for Thanksgiving? Things you like, things you don't like, etc.
My favorite part is it's two things I do with my friends and one side of my family that we don't eat dinner with. First, big football game in my neighborhood. There's about 8 to 10 of us that still play. We had to take a few years off because we turned 26 at one point and a lot of us didn't have health insurance anymore. But many of us employed...
Welcome to radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I have my wife's now, so it's great. Many of us employed and have the benefits so we can play football again without fear of going bankrupt if someone accidentally gets like hit in the eye.
Should we play football anymore? No, we can't afford it. It's like, oh, great.
And that was me for a while. Like, it's serious. Like, should I go outside? Oh, yeah. Might get sick. No, I'm staying in.
So staying in.
And then for a brunch, a lot of me and my dad's side of the family, we go to a bar while the food is being prepared for us. We go to this bar around the corner. We have a few beers. We have prime rib sandwiches, watch some football. Mm. And then we come home and start the process of eating all over again. Those are my absolute favorite parts. Least favorite part, just sitting with the family, having to deal with all that. So excited.
Jake's like, man, can't wait to see my family. Bill's like, can't wait to go to the bar.
Can't wait to have that prime rib sandwich. Leave me alone.
So excited to be working. You better, you bet tomorrow. It's going to be one of my favorite Thanksgivings of all time.
Well, maybe that's a tinge of sarcasm there, and I don't blame him.
But not as much. Not as much as maybe some others based on that answer. So, but oh, Bill, man, still getting you're still getting the prime rib sandwich tomorrow, right? Is that happening?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. For the early. So Bears, Lions, and prime rib sandwich before the show.
100%. Telford in. Excellent. Nice prime rib and Prove.
Prove would be, Prove. I guess it would be provolone.
Provolone, yes.
Great alliteration. Prime rib and Prove. I appreciate that, Nick. Yeah.
You know, like, I should really not criticize anyone's pronunciations of any food items, given the fact that we call, and like, I don't know if you can hear my girlfriend Bianca, but it's mozzadelle with a D at the end, apparently.
Of course it is.
Insane.
What's the one that you think is the funniest?
Caponata is gobbledine.
Yeah, that's... Sorry, I'm not supposed to laugh this much, but I am.
Why shouldn't you be laughing at that? It's hilarious.
I don't know. Maybe it's like culturally disrespectful or something. I don't know.
Is it? I never heard anyone Italian say this until I came to Staten Island, and they still call it gobbledine. Like, it's caponata with a C, not gobbledine with a G. Insane. All right, so we've heard from the great Jake Hassan, the great Scott Lynn, and the great Bill Matz. We have yet to hear, though, from God's perfect creation, Downtown Mike Brown, our video producer. Downtown, what do you got cooked up for Thanksgiving? Things you're excited and not excited about?
Well, the thing I'm most excited about, and I'm excited every
year. Are you doing the show from Darth Vader's suit?
Are you very excited about being on the Death Star? I apologize, folks. I'm in my parents' place right now.
Okay.
You know, should be doing the Thanksgiving show from here, so it's a little echoey, not the best. But I'm excited because I mentioned it off air. I mentioned it in the Twitch chat. My birthday is the 26th, so usually it's on either on or near Thanksgiving. So
happy early birthday, Downtown.
Thank you. So like usually it's just like, you know, after the dinner is over, so they make an excuse for me like, you know, oh, hey, Mike, can you go get me another beer from the garage? I come back and there's a cake and surprise, happy birthday to you. It's very nice, you know.
Nice.
Nice little unique Thanksgiving thing. So excited for that. Excited to spend it here tomorrow with all the lovely You Better You Betters and our, you know, lovely guest hosts. But least favorite thing, and you were mentioning this with the stuffing thing with like apples in it. I will die on this hill. I don't like mixing sweet stuff and savory stuff. So like,
that's a weird one. You typed that in the show chat yesterday. Like, I love the combination of sweet and savory.
Yeah, no, and to each their own. But like, I just don't like it. Like, I had a Friendsgiving and the person who brought the stuffing, I usually love stuffing, they made it with cranberries, and I'm just like, why would you do this? Why would you ruin perfectly good stuffing? So that's my one weird, that's my one weird Thanksgiving hookup. But I love the holiday.
And downtown, we love you. And happy early birthday to the great downtown, Mike Brown. Yeah. Wish downtown, how old are you going to be? 26?
26, really? I know I got a baby face, but no, I'm going to be 33 this year.
Happy early 33rd birthday to the great downtown Mike Brown.
Don't worry.
Yes, I mean, yeah. Wish downtown a happy birthday. Yeah, downtown BR and the number two. Ken, what about you? We'll close the segment with you.
Yeah, I'll go really quick here. So my favorite thing, I'll go food for this one. I mentioned it before, but sweet potatoes, but prepared a very specific way. Need the like sort of lasagna pan with sweet potatoes with like the heavy cream and everything like whipped. And then the praline, like kind of crunchy topping on the top.
What was the first thing you said before the sweet potatoes?
Heavy cream mixed in with the sweet potato, so it makes it like a whipped kind of sweet potato.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
yes.
It can't just be like, we're not like dicing them and cooking them. Like, no, this needs to be mixed with as many like extremely unhealthy dairy-driven things as possible to make it taste as good as it can. And then the top is just like basically candy. I mean, it's like pralines and pecans and sort of like that mixture all on top.
You do marshmallows? You do marshmallows?
So you asked this yesterday. So yeah. I've had it both with and without. To me, it's not a difference maker in terms of an ingredient. Like, I'm not a big marshmallow person, but I'll eat them. It's just kind of a whatever ingredient for me. But I know for a lot of people, that would obviously be a great addition. And then I was going to go cranberry sauce for least favorite, but I have another one. One of the things about doing the show is that we obviously don't have to dress up very often to do our jobs. And I don't have to dress up very often around the house, and I have kids. I wear khakis only on holidays, like nice khakis. And they're like, just when you'd never wear them, it's just not as, like, I wear sweatpants, so, like, on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and
like,
you also, and for people that don't know, Ken refers to his father-in-law exclusively as Mr. Shaw, does not refer
that's
to
correct.
Him as first name.
And David. We will be wearing khakis to visit him tomorrow.
I was going
to
say, you show up looking like middle management. Hello, Mr. Shaw, good to see you, sir. Right, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. Yes, the turkey smells great. Thank you. Thank you for having us. Yeah, just, the, you know, when you don't wear khakis, nice clothes, and just the pants are a little itchy, you just get, you know, not as comfortable. I'm used to comfortable clothes, having two kids and doing this show.
I feel you, man. Wearing a Yankee hat or hat on the show has kind of changed my life.
Yeah.
I like
time down.
I like pie. I like pie, man. I'm excited for dessert. Pecan pie. I got a coconut custard pie that like I want to eat right now.
Yeah.
And the stuffing that we made is going to be fantastic as well. Can't
that
wait for tomorrow.
Great, by the way. That recipe sounds awesome.
I'm telling you, it's sick. Coming up next, Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, on tonight's 13-game slate in the association.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.